You're listening to SBS News.
The Quad meeting of the four major democracies is being held in the United States just days after Australia confirmed its security deal with the US and Britain. The historic summit at the White House will work towards enhancing cooperation across the Indo-Pacific region and coordinating the reaction to China's growing power. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's a challenging time for the world as he agreed to a formal energy technology partnership with India.
The reason we're coming together is to make a positive and constructive contribution in the region, a contribution that supports the peace and stability across the region, and so individual nations can realise their own ambitions.
India and Australia have indicated they are committed to unveiling an interim trade agreement by December. Meantime, Mr. Morrison argues the AUKUS deal between Australia, the UK and US is complementary to the global Quad dialogue. He expects the Quad meeting will address clean energy as he vows to work together with other world leaders. But he says Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's speech on Friday about the new energy economy shows the government is responding to climate change.
It's Australia's ambition to achieve net zero as soon as possible and preferably by 2050. That's been my consistent statement since the beginning of this year.
The Australian government has been under pressure internationally to commit to more ambitious emission targets. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has praised Australia's leadership on climate action.
The Prime Minister of Australia, Morrison, he was saying we're not only addressing the Paris Accords, our slogan is we meet it and we beat it. And so they're leading the way, and that's what we all have to do.
After a virtual Quad meeting in March, leaders committed to a billion shots of COVID-19 vaccines to be delivered across Asia by 2022. On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, US President Joe Biden said the Quad partnership is on track to produce this supply in India. India is the world's biggest producer of vaccines against COVID-19. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the Biden administration for its support during India's second wave of COVID-19 infections.
As the world's largest and oldest democracies, India and America are natural partners. We have common values and similar geopolitical interests, and also our coordination and cooperation is continuously increasing.
After the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated his invitation for Scott Morrison to visit India. The leaders say their two democracies must work together closely to overcome the difficulties of a post-pandemic world. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.